This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. Members of the Caseville School District's National Honor Society are doing a collection drive to help deployed soldiers. From November 1st through November 14th, the NHS will be accepting new donated items to send to soldiers. Some of the suggested items to donate are fleece throw blankets, journal books, beanie hats, coffee K-pods, holiday stocking with sample sizes of colognes, hanging car air fresheners, handmade cards, notes, and letters. The donated items will be accepted at the Caseville School to be delivered to those soldiers who won't be home for the holidays because they are deployed overseas. The Ubley FFA continues to support Thumb Blessing Boxes and the Ubley Food Pantry through ongoing food and money drives. Each November, students hold a friendly competition between classes to collect the most donations. Last year's effort brought in nearly 1,000 pounds of food and $580 in cash, with the funds used throughout the year to restock community food boxes. Over the weekend, FFA members purchased $460 worth of groceries to refill the Thumb Blessing boxes. This year's collection campaign will begin again in November to continue assisting local families in need. Tuscola County meeting was about to finish and some announcements were made. Commissioner Bill Lutz reported a Millington business is doing a major expansion. Stimco Products at 4641 Industrial Drive is doing a 25,000 square foot building addition. The overall expansion's a $2.2 million investment in the community. According to Lutz, Stimco has operations in other states, but they chose Millington for the expansion that will be good for the community. Stimco Products makes various commercial vehicle parts. The village approved a tax abatement in July that allows the company to take up to a 50% break on taxes for up to 10 years on the cost of the project. Lutz went on to report that Aspire Rural Health Systems opened a new and much-needed urgent care medical clinic right there in Millington. In July 2024, the county's medical examiner, Dr. William Moran, of Capital Toxicology of Bay City, reported medical services were greatly lacking in southern Tuscola. Lutz also reported there's a new remote control business operating out of the old grocery store in Millington. It is the second largest remote control business in the U.S., Lutz said. Kingpin is located at 8542 State Road in the former Rosati's Marketplace grocery store. It specializes in remote controlled items and races. And we will be back in just a moment.
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back with a look at more news. President Trump has ordered the Pentagon to start testing nuclear weapons for the first time in decades, ending a major arms control tradition. The directive calls for immediate action with the military preparing to develop and test updated warhead designs. Supporters say the move is needed to ensure the U.S. stays ahead of rival nations but critics fear an arms race will follow. Arms control advocates warn that renewed testing could spark global instability and risk diplomatic fallout. The Pentagon has not shared a timeline, and Congress is divided on whether to block the tests. The international community is watching closely for next steps. Buckingham Palace has announced Prince Andrew will no longer use his formal title, following much public scrutiny after multiple controversies. Under the new rules, he'd be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor in public and private life. Royal experts say the change is intended to protect the monarchy's public image. The move comes as the royal family tries to minimize distractions while other members address charitable projects. No further announcement on Andrew's status or public appearances have been made. The changes took effect immediately. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Register to win the $1,200 shopping spree from the following businesses: Ayers Home Furnishing, East Huron TV and Appliance, Thumb Office Supply, Builders First Source, Main Street Mercantile, Greenacre Landscaping, Bottoms Up Bar, All of Bad X, and Hilltop Nursery of Verona.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.